Chancellor, our man back at the studios taking care of us. Matchup features Hiawatha under fourth-year head coach Gary Smith, 1-0 with a 57-56 win over Marysville last Thursday, an absolute thriller. Joe Bryan scores 27 points and hits the game-winning three-pointer at the buzzer to give Hiawatha that victory. Carson Gilbert had it 12. Mario Alcati had 8. Hiawatha, a lot of expectations this year after going to 5-16 a year ago, but a lot of guys back, key pieces back, expected to compete for the Big 7 League crown here in the 2021-22 season. Troy, meanwhile, under third-year head coach Jonathan Rodfeld, coming off a tough loss, opens the season on Friday to Riverside, 46-43. Garrett Norris, 15 points. Cam Anderson had 12. Griffin Weber, 9. Troy, the number 3-ranked team right now in 1A Division 1. After going 9-12 last year, they bring essentially everybody back from a year ago. So this Troy team, a lot of expectations, just like the Hiawatha Redhawks are this season. So, Kurt, get your track shoes on. Should be a fun one. Two athletic teams that like to get up and down the floor. Should be a very, very competitive game and a fun one here tonight.
If you don't like the run again, this ain't game for you.
Nope.
I'm interested to see how the defenses do tonight. I'm more of the defensive guy kind of guy, and Coach Smith has got that famous press of his. I would like to see that tonight, but who knows? I like that run and gun, though.
Now, we didn't see a ton of touch fouls called in the girls' game, so if we get something like that, it should be a fun and good rhythm to this boys' game. We're going to take a timeout. We'll 1 minute break. We'll come back. We'll get you starters and tip things off for the boys' game between Troy and Hiawatha here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here to Hiawatha as we are just about set to get things underway for the boys' game here between Hiawatha and Troy. It should be a fun one here tonight. Alongside Kirk Killen, Johnny Kane back with you. Let's go into the starting lineup for tonight's matchup. We'll start with the visitors from Troy under third-year head coach Jonathan Rodville. A 5'8 senior Griffin Weber, 5'9 sophomore Christian Etherton, a 6'4 junior Jarrett Norris, 6'6 senior Cam Anderson, and 6'6 junior Reagan Hartman. So again for the Trojans, Weber, Etherton, Norris, Anderson, Hartman, the starting five. And for Hiawatha, fourth-year head coach Gary Smith, 5'8 junior Ashton Rocky, 6'3 senior Carson Gilbert, 6'1 senior Joel Bryant, 5'10 junior Mario Alcati, and a 6'2 senior Jake Rieger. So for the Redhawks, Rocky, Gilbert, Bryant, Alcati, and Rieger. Troy in their road blue uniforms, tops and bottoms, white numerals. Troy above the numbers on the chest. Hiawatha in their home white, tops and bottoms, red numerals trimmed in black. Hiawatha above the numbers on the chest. You look at both these two teams from a year ago, didn't have great seasons by any means, but both enter this year with high expectations. Troy, 9-12 last year, but they're the number 3-ranked team in the state in 1A Division 1 to start this year. Hiawatha went 5-16 a year ago, but they're predicted to win the Big 7 League this year. So two teams with tough seasons a year ago, but high aspiration here in 2021 and 22. So with that, we are set to go. Girls game saw Hiawatha win big, 52-26 the final. So now we're ready for the boys game. Troy will go from left to right in this first half. Hiawatha goes from right to left. Jarrett Norris will step into the center circle for Troy. Hiawatha will counter with the man of the hour, Joel Bryan, the guy that hit the big game winner on Thursday against Marysville for 27 points. So we're ready to go. 8 minutes on the clock. Troy from left to right. Hiawatha from right to left. Get your seatbelts on. This guy stepping into the center circle. Referee gives the final instructions. Blows his whistle. Tops the basketball up. We are underway. The opening tap is controlled by Troy. Ian Anderson brings it across the timeline. Hiawatha starts in a man-to-man. Anderson drives the elbow. Flicks it inside the north, but he lost it. Ball loose on the floor. Etherton fighting for it. Muller out of way. Have a jump ball. Possession arrow will have it to Hiawatha. Pretty good crowd on hand here for a Tuesday night. One of the better boys games featured around the area tonight between these two high-tempo teams. Troy also going to start in a man-to-man. Rocky in the right corner. Hands it off to Brian. Guarded by North. That's a great matchup. Alcaldi out to the free throw line. Back left side to Rocky. He'll dribble to the foul line. Back to the right side to Gilbert. Drives into the corner to Alcaldi. Spins. Forces a pass up on top to Rocky. Now to the foul line, Rieger. Back to Rocky, left of the head of the circle. Dribble handoff. Dribble it out on top. Alcaldi now. Gilbert in the middle of the lane. Kicks into the right corner. Ball tipped around. Loose. And it's going to be tapped out by Hiawatha. And it will be Troy basketball. So Hiawatha turns it over for the first time. Now here is the press by Hiawatha that Kurt alluded to that Coach Gary Smith is known for. Troy, so far, working well, dribbling it inside. Reagan Hartman, he's one of the veteran guys for Troy. Pass the back out to Cam Anderson, who dribbles out near the timeline. Guarded by Rocky. High pressure. Anderson puts it up on top. Norris, he'll drive in, pull up a shot. It goes off the back of the rim. Norris gets his own rebound, pulls it down, and now the ball is loose. And we'll get another jump ball. The possession arrow will keep it with Troy. Hiawatha is going to have to watch Norris. You give him that much space on the inside, he can make you pay. He averaged over 20 points a game a year ago. He scored 15 in that loss to Riverside on Friday. Hartman with it in the right corner. Backs down, spins, loses it. Out on top, Etherton gathers it. Hartman now, back on the right wing. Hands it off to Anderson. Cam, another veteran guy that has played a lot of varsity basketball. He crosses over to the right wing. Now to the free throw line. Spins. Pull up 10-footer. Is way too strong. Norris, though, with the offensive rebound. And he'll stick it up and in with the left hand. So Norris gets the scoring started. Troy with a 2-0 lead. 6:25 to go in the first quarter. Gilbert into the right corner. A lot of contact, and they'll get a foul on Etherton. That will be his first team foul on either side. Rocky will toss it in from the far sideline. Alcaldi takes it left side to Brian. He hasn't attempted a shot yet. Drives in. Gets double teamed. Gets it off to Rieger. He'll try a 15-footer and rattle it home. As Jake Rieger, the senior, gets Hiawatha on the board. We're tied at 2. 2 minutes gone by in the opening frame. Etherton in the middle of that press. Just dribbles into the front court. 3-on-2. Nice pass, Norris. He'll stick it up, and he missed the bunny. Rebound to Brian. Here he comes. 2-on-1. Alcaldi, left hand layup is good. Here we go. 4-2 Hiawatha, 5:48 to go in the first quarter. Etherton again breaks the pressure, and now he gets knocked away. Ball loose, and they're going to get a foul on Etherton. That will be his second right away. So he's going to have to come out of the game. We'll see Seth Judd check in for the first time. Judd, a 5'8 sophomore, got some tick as a freshman, and he'll check in right away for Etherton, who picked up 2 quick fouls. Both teams with turnovers here in the early going. 4-2 lead for Hiawatha and the Redhawks with the basketball. Mario Alcaldi will run the point. He's a foreign exchange student from Spain. A lot of people think might be one of the best players on this team. Rocky to the right side of the floor, into the corner to Bryant. Gets a screen, doesn't use it, kicks it back out to Rocky, and now Alcaldi out on top. Here's Gilbert, left of the wing, spins against Anderson. Ball goes through the hands of Rocky. Judd giving chase. Tried to save it in, but he gets it into Alcaldi. He'll pull up with a foot on the line. A jumper is good. It's a two-pointer. Foot on the line for Alcaldi. He's got 4, and it's 6-2. Hiawatha, 5:10 to go in the first. Another turnover. 3-on-1. Gilbert, layup, no good. Ball tipped around into the hands of Judd. Here comes a double team. Tries to get it off to Griffin Weber, and he just throws it off of Gilbert, but they say the ball hit the baseline. That's a great call for the baseline official. It is going to be Troy basketball. So Troy has turned it over a couple times now against this press. Hiawatha going to continue to put it on. Anderson in the backcourt. Double team comes. Gets it to Judd. Judd crosses over the timeline. That's close to a backcourt violation. Hartman drives in. It's going to be a blocking foul. Two shots coming for Reagan Hartman. Brian tried to take the charge, but he was a little bit too late. So Brian will pick up his first foul. Again, the first team foul against Hiawatha as Hartman will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. Hartman, one of two against Riverside, misses the first one short. Six to two, Hiawatha. One more free throw coming for Hartman with 4:48 to go in the first frame. Right-handed shooter, Hartman eyes, shoots, and missed them both. So 6-2, Hiawatha, and quickly up the floor. Here come the Redhawks. Bryan inside. Clicks it out to Rocky. Now Gilbert. He'll spot for a deep triple. It's in and out. Rebound yanked away by Jarrett North, and here comes Troy. Coach Ravel wants his guys to push it up the floor. Hartman again drives in. Clicks up a shot. This time they'll call a charge. Hartman with two strong drives. First one he got rewarded with free throws. This time he gets hit with a charge. And that'll be his first personal 13 foul on Troy with 4:30 to go here in the first quarter. Hiawatha up by four with the basketball. Alcaldi out on top between the rings. Has the ball tapped around, but into the hands of Alcaldi. He'll drive in, stop, and he travels.
It's the first travel of the night.
Yep, first travel of either game we've had tonight. 4:19 to go. Troy with the basketball, but again, Hiawatha putting on all this pressure. Driver in the backcourt. Kicks it off to Anderson. He'll get it off to Judd, and now quickly up ahead, Hartman. Nice pass, Norris. He'll lay it up and in with the left hand.
Can't
pretty passing by Troy. Four for Norris, 6-4, Hiawatha. Rocky into the left corner. Here's Brian driving baseline. Pull up, jumper, blocked out of bounds by Norris. That's a great matchup between Norris and Brian here tonight. One of the best matchups we'll probably see all season long. Two guys that'll probably end up being all-state guys when the season's all said and done. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, 6-4, Hiawatha. Brian left his head of the circle. He'll pull for a three and bury it. Joel Brian hit the game-winning three on Thursday as his first three-pointed tip go in here tonight. 9-4, Hiawatha. Judd off to Norris, pull a 15-footer off the back iron. Rebound tapped around into the hands of Rocky of Hiawatha. Ashton in the front court. Kicks it left corner to Gilbert. He'll pull up, put up a floater with the right hand. It's short. Another rebound for Norris, and he'll clear it away to Griffin Weber. Weber drives in, forces up a wild shot, a ton of contact, no whistle. Now the ball's going to be tapped out of bounds, and they'll go all the way up the sideline and be Hiawatha basketball. So Hiawatha with it, leading 9-4, 3:20 to go in a fast-moving first quarter. Rocky kicks the left side of the floor, checking in for the first time. Brant Barnhill, a 6-foot junior for Hiawatha. Rocky to Barnhill. Crosses over, drives in, flicks up a shot, blocked away by Norris again. Rieger with it, though, out to Rocky, a straightaway three, rattles home. Threes raining in for Hiawatha, back-to-back possession. 12-4 lead for the Redhawks, under 3 minutes to go. Anderson kicks it up ahead to Judd. He drives in, tries to feed it inside, but it's tapped out of bounds by Rieger, and it will stay with Troy. Mario Alcaldi back into the game quickly for Hiawatha. He will replace Rocky. It will be Cam Anderson to toss it in from the baseline. 2:51 to go in the first. Anderson tossed it out to Judd. A ton of contact, no whistle. Gilbert steals it away, and he goes in and lays it up, but he missed it. He tried to lay it up with both hands, but he left it short. And now back the other way comes John. Here's Anderson. Came to the foul line. Stops, spins, picks up his dribble. He's the right side of Judd, and now back out to Weber near the timeline. Griffin to the right wing. Feeds it inside to Norris. Catches on the block, and he's going to call an offensive foul on Norris. Great job by Brian to rotate to the backside. And so it'll be the first on Norris, fourth team foul. Coach Rodfeld was not happy about that call. He's speaking with the official right now. Hartman checks out of the game, checking in for the first time for Troy as Oh, Cabot hasn't had a stat so far this season. Christian Epperson. I take that back. That was Bowden Bennett at the start of the game. The initial stats that I had had it as number 13 as Christian Etherton, but it was Bowden Bennett that got the start. He's donning number 13, and it's Etherton who is number 5. Down low, a shot put up by Etherton. And he will head to the free throw line and shoot two after he got hit on the arm. That'll be on Brant Barnhill, his first, team second. Headed into the free throw line. His first free throw is here. These are the first free throw attempts of the year for Etherton. He drills them both. Austin Grable now going to come in, a 6-foot junior for Troy. 12-6 our score. Hiawatha leads. Troy with Etherton, Grable, Judd, Norris, and Weber out there on the floor. Barnhill with the basketball for Hiawatha. The Redhawks lead by 6. Alcaldi drives in, flicks it left side. Rocky spot for a left wing 3. It's too strong. Now then a rebound for Norris and quickly up ahead. Here's Etherton. Drives all the way in. Left right hand layup. He missed it. Rebound yanked away by Barnhill. Here he comes up the floor. A lot of contact. Stops. Has lost the ball. Stolen away by Troy. Third turnover for Hiawatha. And Norris drives in. Right-hand layup is good. 6 points for Jarrett Norris. And a 12-8 Hiawatha. So it was an 8-point lead just a couple of seconds ago. 1:15 to go in the first. Now another near turnover. And it is going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Hiawatha. A little bit of a sloppy play here in the last couple of possessions for the Redhawks, but luckily they're going to hold on to the basketball, and it will be Rieger to toss it in with 1:11 to go in the first. Rieger still looking, gets it out on top to Bryan. He's guarded by Grable. Hands it off to Alcaldi. He'll pull up for a top of the key three, but it's well short. Another rebound for Norris. Here comes Etherton up the floor, kicks it up ahead to Grable. Now Etherton back left of the circle, gets the screen from Norris. Etherton drives all the way inside. Scoop layup with the right hand is good off glass. Pretty move by Christian Etherton. He's got 4. And it's all of a sudden just a 2-point lead for Hiawatha with under 45 ticks to go. Bryan thought about a 25-footer instead. Elects to drive in. Tops of the foul line. Off to Rocky. He'll dribble all the way to the wing. Throws up a shot. It's way too strong. Bryan offensive rebound. Forces up a shot and it's no good. Rebound yanked away by Judd.
Missing those bunnies.
24 ticks to go. Griffin Weber crosses over across the timeline. Drops out on top, gets the screen, dribbles to the elbow. In trouble, kicks it back out on top to Judd, and we'll get a bump foul called against Astor Rocky, which will be his first. It's the 13th foul on Hiawatha, 14.9 to go. Carson Gilbert back into the game for Hiawatha. We'll also see David Keough, a 6'3 junior, in for the first time. Here's Griffin Weber, right at midcourt, 12 seconds to go. You're in quarter number 1. Weber gets the screen from Norris. Weber dribbles left side of the floor, forces up a shot that's partially blocked, taken by Hiawatha. Here comes the other way. This is Rieger, gets it off to Alcaldi. Shot at the buzzer is good. Alcaldi drills it from 25 feet at the buzzer, and Hiawatha will take a 5-point lead out of quarter number 1. The Redhawks hit 3 threes in the first quarter. At the end of 1, it's Hiawatha 15, Troy 10. Fun first quarter. Come back for quarter number 2 after this quick timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Hungry for some good pizza? The December special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton is any large specialty pizza and a medium dessert pizza for just $27.99. The Pizza Bakery also has daily soups to warm you up this winter and a hot case for an easy grab-and-go bite to eat. Always great food and great variety. Wishing everyone a joyous holiday season. The Pizza Bakery has gift certificates available, so grab some when you stop by for the December special or call 486-2602. For the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, open 7 days a week.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of quarter number two. It's been a fun one so far. Hiawatha leads Troy 15-10 here inside the Roundhouse in Hiawatha. Right away, Griffin Weber drives inside, lays it up today with a left hand, counted and one. Way too easy for Griffin Weber. He got the inbounds pass and went straight down the floor and drove left lane line as that foul was on Rieger, his first, and team foul number five. So Weber to the free throw line for one, right-handed shooter. And it's good. First 3 points of the night for Griffin Weber, 15-13, Hiawatha. Weber docks for the first possession of the second. Seth Judd, Etherton, Crable, Norris, and Weber, the five out there. And here's the pass going to be knocked out of bounds. Actually, I was going to say it was off Alcaldi. And so it'll be a Hiawatha turnover, their fourth. And pressure being applied by Hiawatha. Judd nearly lost it, spun, got it back, kicked it up ahead to Etherton. He'll drive all the way inside, flick up a shot, and rattle it home. Christian Etherton has 6 points here in the first half. And now back the other way. Probably could have been a charge. We're going to call a blocking foul. And that is going to be the second foul on Jarrett Norris. Carson Gilbert ran right over the top of Norris. And Norris cannot believe that was called, not called a charge. But that is going to be the second foul on Jarrett Norris. And that is a big, big call in this game. And we'll send Carson Gilbert to the free throw line for a pair. Gilbert has not been to the line yet tonight. And he will shoot one more after he nails the first. Gilbert 2 for 2 from the line so far this year through the first game and a quarter. Second free throw is short. Long rebound will go to Troy. Norris up ahead of Etherton. Again, he drives in. He flicks up a shot. He missed it, but he got fouled. It'll be on Gilbert, and it'll be his first. I really like the play of Christian Etherton tonight. He has been very, very aggressive.
Really taking it to the basket, attacking the hole.
So Etherton to the free throw line. He's 3 for 3 as he nails the first. Rogan Moore, 6'5", sophomore into the game for Troy, along with Reagan Hartman, replaced Norris and Grable. Second free throw is in there for Etherton. He nails both. He's got 8. And Troy is going to take their first lead, 17-16. Gilbert back the other way. This is a scoop layup. Brian follow is too strong. Gilbert follow, no good. Fight for the rebound, and it's going to go off of Hiawatha and be Troy basketball. So Troy will have it leading by one with 7:05 to go in the first half. Hiawatha will back out of the press, and Griffin Weber will walk the ball across the timeline. Weber drives in, running, shot, and he's going to be hit with a charge. Way out of control was Weber. That'll be his first. A little bit of confusion, but that should have been a pretty cut, clear, dry charge call on Weber, who was pretty much out of control all the way through that drive. Is going to be on Weber, his first 16 fouls. So both teams of 16 fouls will be shooting free throws the rest of this first half. Hiawatha with the basketball. Gilbert left to the head of the circle. In his left corner to Barnhill. Now Rocky dribbles to the foul line, kicks it back left side. Barnhill tries a three-pointer. It's too strong. Long rebound, though, tracked down by Barnhill. Gilbert now to the free throw line. Hop step, outfield, Caldy. He drives in. Flicks it left side. Another open three for Barnhill. This one's pure. Second time the charm for Barnhill. His first points of the night. Makes it a 19-17 lead for Hiawatha with 6:10 to go in the half. Hartman, guard on the right wing by Bryan. Picks up his dribble. In trouble. Still looking. Gets it off now to Morris. Morris hits it back out to Weber. Gets the screen. Griffin still with the basketball. Gets another screen now for Morris. Driving in. This is a good floating shot by Weber. No good. Ball rebound, though. Tracked down by Judd of Troy. Etherton drives baseline. Absorbs contact. Flicks up a shot. It's too strong. Rebound tapped down and taken by Gilbert. Flicks up ahead Rocky. Pass inside to Prime, but he goes off the front of the rim, and it'll be taken by Troy. It'll be the fifth turnover for Hiawatha. Griffin Weber into the forecourt. Gets the screen at the top. Steps back. Tries a three-pointer. It's short. Rebound yanked away by Rocky. Hiawatha with it. 5:20 to go in the half. Barnhills takes a three. Up on top, Bryan. He'll try one from straight away, and he got it. Second three of the night for Joel Bryan. He's got six. And it's 22-17. Now a steal for Alcaldi. Nearly stepped on the baseline. Now he gets it into Bryan. He lays it up and in with a left hand. Coach Rob Veltstein in the 8 for Bryan. Back-to-back turnovers for Troy. And we have a timeout. This is brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When it's a timeout and you're looking for the perfect timeout snack from the concession stand or even in your living room, try Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, many flavors. Perfect timeout snack. 5:01 to go in the half. 24-17. Hiawatha with the lead when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
KNZA.
A couple of substitutions for Troy. Jarrett Norris back in there along with Cam Anderson. Griffin Weber is going to take his seat. He's talking to from his assistant coach, Heath Wettstein. He didn't like something that saw from the body language of Weber, so he checks out of the game. 24-17, Hiawatha, 4:55 to go in the half. Here's Seth Judd. Into the corner, Hartman. He'll spot for a three. It's too strong. Rebound to Grant Barnhill. Here he comes. Quickly up ahead. Gilbert, 17-footer. Too strong. Rieger there. Cleans it up and in. Four points for Jake Rieger. And it's a 9-point advantage all of a sudden for Hiawatha with 4:30 to go. Norris inside. Lost the basketball. Stolen away. Hiawatha. Rieger up ahead to Alcaldi. He'll stop. Thought about a three. Now he drives back to the right corner. Rocky, right side, Gilbert, he'll pull for a three and got another one. Hiawatha just cannot miss from the outside. This time it's Gilbert. He's got four. That is six threes in the first half for Hiawatha. Norris gets tied up on the inside. The possession arrow will give it to Hiawatha. All of a sudden the wheel's starting to fall apart for Troy, as we'll see. Bowden Pennant's back into the game for the Trojans. So it's Judd, Bennett, Anderson, Norris, and Hartman, the five out there. Under 4 minutes to go in the half, 29-17. Hiawatha is their biggest lead of the night. Alcaldi in the left corner. Kicks into the right corner to Barnhill. Rocky out on the right wing. Back into the corner, Barnhill tries another three. This one's airballed long. But Rieger's there with the offensive rebound, but he missed the bunny. Picked away by Norris. Now here's Hartman to the front court for Troy. Anderson gets to the screen, dribbles to the baseline, feeds it inside to Norris, but the ball tipped around and stolen away by Rocky, and now they're going to get a foul. It's going to go against Norris. That'll be his third, and he's going to have to come out of the game. Third foul on Jarrett Norris. Here in the first half, Coach Rodville is saying, how in the world is that on Norris? He got shoved to the ground. And the referee is coming over to have a word now with Rodville. I think Coach Rodville's got to get at least a substitution here for Norris. Coach Rodville, not happy at all. Not happy at all. So right now, he's going to leave Norris in there with three fouls. It's going to be also the 17 foul, so we'll send Ashton Rocky to the free throw line for a 1-1. And he missed it. Freeze misses. And now here comes Troy the other way. Seth Judd up on top. Hartman just right at the head of the circle. Tries to feed it down low to Norris. Nice pass inside. Put up by Pinnock. Off the window and in. Well, a four-footer by Pinnock. His first field goal of the night. With a 10-point lead for Hiawatha. 29-19, 3 minutes to go. Gilbert pull up 16-footer from the baseline. His air ball strong. The rebound is to Troy. Here comes Anderson. Cam stops. Nice euro step with the shot. Blocked away by Bryan. Taken by Hiawatha. Ton of pressure in the backcourt. Barnhill gets it away to Gilbert. And Hiawatha across the half-court stripe. Three blocked out of bounds by Hartman. Griffin Weber back into the game. He'll replace Norris. So Troy going to go small here. With Weber, Hartman, Anderson, Bennett, and Judd. So a smaller lineup out there right now for Troy. Gilbert with it in the right corner, guarded by Judd, kicks it out right of the front court. Here's Bryan, spots for a left three, and it's good again. Three threes for Joel Bryan. He's got 11. Seven threes in the first half alone for Hiawatha. 32-19. The Redhawks lead with 2:25 to go. Bennett drives in, forces up a wild shot to misses strong, and Bryan with a rebound. Brick away up to Barnhill. Layup, no good. Follow Gilbert, no good. Rebound will go to Troy. Two bunnies, though, missed by Hiawatha. They've had several of those tonight. Despite that, still lead by 13. Anderson, a deep three, way too strong, and the rebound to Bryan. Joel, the other way, one-on-one. Spins, gets to the middle of the lane, flicks it up and in, counted and one. 13 for Joel Bryan. He's starting to take over this game for Hiawatha. 10 points alone in this quarter, and he's at the line to try to complete a three-point play. That's the whistle against Griffin Weber, his second. Seth Judd checks out of the game. Troy with six guys out there right now.
That's one way to keep them up shooting the threes.
Yeah. Bennett is actually going to be the one to check out. So we've got Austin Grable out there, Cam Anderson, Griffin Weber, Hartman, and Morris. Bryan's free throw is in there. 14 for Joel Bryan. 35-19 Hiawatha. These guys can shoot anybody out of the gym. 1:50 to go in the half. Hartman drives in. Pull-up jumper from the elbow is short. Rebound fought for, and we're going to get a foul underneath on Hiawatha. Good position inside by Brogan Morris. I think it's going to be on Jake Rieger. It is. That will be his second. And Brad Barnhill quickly right back into the game to replace Rieger. Cam Anderson will toss it in from the baseline for Troy. Trojans needing some life. Pass inside. Morris shot, no good, but he got pushed and fouled. So Brogan Morris will head to the free throw line and shoot a pair. .41 to go in the half. Brogan Morris at the free throw line for a pair. First free throw attempts of the year for Brogan Morris. 6'5", sophomore, high arcing free throw is short. One more to come from the righty. High arcing shot. This one's wide left, and we're going to get a foul underneath. It's going to go against Reagan Hartman. Shoved into the back. I think that was Carson Gilbert who got shoved in the back. So we'll go to the other end and shoot. A 1-1 for 1:40 to go. Anytime you see two hands extended on the back of a player, it's a pretty easy call for the official. So here's Carson Gilbert to the line for a 1-1. He's 1-for-2 from the stripe tonight. And his free throw rims in and out. Troy with a rebound. And it's hard to say with Hiawatha already leading by 16, but all the free throws and shots they missed close, they could probably be leading by 20 or 25. Here's Hartman on the inside. It's a nice feed and lays it up and in. First points of the night for Hartman, 35-21, Hiawatha, 1:20 to go in the half. And on top, Barnhill, left of the head of the circle, Alcaldi. He crosses over, drives in, has the ball stripped free, and it's knocked out of bounds. And it will be Hiawatha basketball. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Gary Smith of Hiawatha. Quick 30-second timeout. Let's go ahead and take this one. Brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. 107 to go in the half. 35-21 Hiawatha. You're on FM 103.9. Kagan, DA.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
KNZA.
Lob pass out of a timeout, gets knocked away, but Hiawatha will hold on to it. 1 minute to go in the first half. Barnhill in the right corner. Troy has switched to a 2-3 zone. I don't know if I like that, the way that Hiawatha has shot the lights out here in this first half with 7 3-pointers. Joel Bryan between the rings. Backs the back out. Kick the left side to Gilbert. Now Caldy with it. He'll stop, spin it back out to Bryan near midcourt. 40 seconds to go. Caldy drives baseline. Sit up to the right wing to Rocky. Good recovery by Troy. Back to the right corner. Gilbert with it now. Back out on top to Bryant. Rocky to Alcaldi. Now Bryant right of the front court. Hiawatha is just going to hold on to it now. If they can, they might take the final shot with only 19 seconds to go. Hiawatha leading by 14 with the basketball and only 10 seconds now remaining in the first half. Alcaldi. Crosses over, hands it off to Gilbert. Now Rocky drives in to Alcaldi. Stops. He'll grip under, put up a three, rattle it home at the buzzer. Second time Alcaldi's drilled one at the buzzer. He did it at the end of the first quarter, and again here at the end of quarter number two. Halftime, it's been the lightout show by Hiawatha. They have not missed from beyond the arc. And with that, we have a timeout as we're at halftime. Halftime score. Hiawatha 38, Troy 21. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back to summarize and give you stats on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Happy holidays from GN Bank. As family and friends gather, we would like to take this opportunity to thank our many customers for another successful year. Please call or visit our banks in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, or Wetmore, and let us know how we can help you plan your financial needs. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC. Happy holidays.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'd like to remind you about our Horton Clinic location. If you're from the Whiting, Effingham, or Everest areas, our Horton location will make things easier for you to receive physical therapy services. If you need post-surgical PT or have mobility or balance problems or need wound care, let myself or Amanda Wilhelm or Mark Sudbeck work with you and get you back to good health. See us at STARS at 201 West 8th in Horton.
Anderson Meats in Troy want you deer hunters to know they are taking whole deer for processing. They'll process your deer just the way you want them. Anderson Meats are also booking beef and hog processing appointments as early as March, and they have other openings later in 2022. Give Anderson Meats in Troy a call and visit with them about your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle thank you for your support and look forward to serving you in the future. Anderson Meats of Troy, call them at 785-985-2292 or find them in Troy, south on Last Chance Road.
KNZA.
Welcome back here to the Roundhouse in Hiawatha. Donnie came back with you. Kirk coming alongside of me. Non-league matchup tonight between Hiawatha and Troy. Boys game, it is all Hiawatha so far. 38-21 lead on the back of 8 3-pointers through the first two quarters. Hiawatha just could not miss from the outside. You look at this first half, I mean, Troy hung right in there. Hiawatha got off to a good start, led by as many as 8 in the first quarter. Troy came back, got it down to a 2-point game, but Hiawatha eventually led 15-10 after one. That second quarter, Hiawatha outscored Troy 23-11 to now lead 38-21 here at intermission. Let's go ahead and take a look at the first half statistics. They're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help. It goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. Starting with Troy, 5 turnovers, so that really wasn't the issue. Just Troy missed a lot of shots because they forced a lot of shots up against that pressure of Hiawatha. 5 turnovers, no threes. That's the big difference as well. 5 of 9 shooting from the free throw line. The Trojans were led by Christian Etherton, who had 8 points off the bench. Jarrett Norris, 6 points. 3 for Griffin Weber. 2 each for Reagan Hartman and Bowden Bennett. Hiawatha, meanwhile, 5 turnovers. Again, 8 three-pointers. 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Joel Bryan leading the way with 14 points. He scored 11 points in the second quarter alone. He hit 3 threes. Take that back. 4 threes in the first half for Joel Bryan. 10 points for Mario Altaldi. He had 2 threes, including 1 at the end of the first quarter, 1 at the end of quarter number 2. So he's got 10. 4 apiece for Jake Rieger and Carson Gilbert. 3 each for Ashton Rocky and Brant Barnhill. So, Kurt, you look back at that first half. I mean, those statistics just pretty much tell you right there. Anytime a team hits 8 three-pointers in the first half, it's hard to come back from.
Yeah, it is. And especially when Hiawatha was shooting out the gym. And Troy's been beating the press a little bit. They've been going out in the middle and making and Hiawatha has been protecting the wings, and that's been giving easy shots to Troy.
Troy just hasn't been able to convert those easy shots. They've had a ton of open looks. Around 15 feet in and in. But a ton of good looks. Just haven't been able to get them really to fall there tonight. And Hiawatha with those 8 3-pointers. That has been the difference. So with that, we're going to take another timeout. We'll come back and we'll take a look at some other scores and get you set for the start of the third quarter. Hiawatha leads 38-21 over Troy. Take that break on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge-watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Need help funding your passion? Whether it's traveling to exotic places, entertaining guests with your 5-star culinary expertise, showcasing your interior design skills, or anything in between, a low-interest home equity line of credit from Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, is here to help. Visit bankbv.com/HELOC or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Hungry for some good pizza? The December special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton is any large specialty pizza and a medium dessert pizza for just $27.99. The Pizza Bakery also has daily soups to warm you up this winter and a hot case for an easy grab-and-go bite to eat. Always great food and great variety. Wishing everyone a joyous holiday season. The Pizza Bakery has gift certificates available, so grab some when you stop by for the December special or call 486-2602. For the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, open 7 days a week.
So many things in life are best when they are close to home. At Union State Bank, this includes our leadership team. Did you know that all of our leadership team members are from the Midwest? In fact, Jeff Cottle, Union State Bank Chief Executive Officer, is one of our original 5 staff members at our Atchison location, and he's helped inspire our community mindset for over 28 years. Now that you know a little about us, stop in and say hello at any USB branch. We'd love to get to know you, too. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here to the Roundhouse in Hiawatha at halftime of the boys' game with tonight's non-league doubleheader between Troy and Hiawatha. Johnny Kane back with you. Kirk Tillman, our man, back right here next to us. And Chance, back at the studios, taking care of us here tonight. Kirk, almost had me there.
Yeah,
used to say I'm back at the studios taking care of us. Nonetheless, 38-21 lead for Hiawatha here at intermission. Taking a look at some scores from other games around the area. Wow, here's a barn burner. Halftime between Sabetha and Wamego, tied at 12. So that's pretty safe to say not a whole lot of offense being played in that one, or just good defense, either way. Girls final, Holton beats ACCHS 51-39, so that's a good win for the Holton girls over ACCHS, who was ranked in Class 2A. Also, in other games taking place tonight, around the Twin Valley League, Onega boys lead Washington County 24-16 at half. The Clifton Clyde girls beat Rock Hill 55-35. Clifton Clyde boys lead 51-9 at halftime over Rock Hills. Lynn boys lead Wakefield 25-9. And the Valley Heights girls got a big win over Marysville 39-24. Donovan West girls beat Riverside 49-43. Our game earlier tonight saw Hiawatha with a dominant showing in a 52-26 win over Troy. And here are the boys' game so far. It's been Hiawatha from the perimeter. 8 three-pointers so far tonight with a 38-21 lead as we start the third quarter. Troy will have Bennett, Anderson, Weber, Norris, and Hartman out there. Hiawatha will counter with their starting five of Rocky, Gilbert, Bryan, Alcaldi, and Rieger. Troy will start with the basketball. They will go from right to left here in the second half. Sam Anderson with the basketball in the right corner. Hiawatha and a man-to-man. Anderson stops at the foul line, picks up his dribble, gets it off to Weber, who just had it popped off his arm and out of bounds. Troy turns it over for the sixth time tonight. So when you look at that number, two, only 6 turnovers for Troy. That just speaks to how well Hiawatha's played. And there's an alley-oop pass to Gilbert, who missed the bunny. Norris for the rebound for Troy. That tells you how tough of a shooting night Troy has had as well. Here's Hartman driving in, spinning, shooting, and missing, but getting fouled. That's going to be on Joel Bryan. That will be his second. Reagan Hartman to the free throw line. First one in there. Hartman now 1 of 3 from the free throw line tonight. He'll have one more. And he got them both. So 4 for Hartman, 38-23. Hiawatha leads with 7:25 to go in the third quarter. Troy going to stay in that 2-3 zone they switched to at the end of the first half. Bryan going to try a three, but it's blocked by Anderson. Taken by Troy. Anderson, nice pass up ahead, and Bennett missed the layup. Had a wide-open layup and missed it. Here's Rocky back the other way for Hiawatha. Bryan drives in, goes up and under, but missed it. Norris with a rebound. Here comes Troy. Hiawatha trying to let Troy come back into this. Anderson pull-up jumper is in there. Good start to this half so far for Troy. 4 quick ones, and it's now a 13-point game. Bryan in the right corner. Puts it out to the wing to Rocky. And now Gilbert up on top. Bryan on the short left corner. Back out to Alcaldi on the wing. Drives in, kicks it out Rocky. Right open right wing three. In there. Ninth three of the night for Hiawatha. Second one for Ashton Rocky, and he's got 6. 41-25 Hiawatha. 6:20 to go in the third. Hartman right at the head of the circle. Pumps on a three. Drives in. Right hand floater is in and out. Rebound to Bryan. Here comes Hiawatha. 3-on-2. Picks up ahead Gilbert. He flicks up a shot off the window and banks it home from the left side. 6 for Carson Gilbert. And with 2 minutes gone by in the third quarter, it's a 18-point advantage for Hiawatha. Anderson, a left wing three. Got it. Back-to-back basket for Cam Anderson. He's got 5. Gilbert, a corner three. Too strong. Offensive rebound, though, for Rocky. To the baseline, Bryan backs down, shoots, and left it short. Offensive rebound, though, for Rieger. Kicks out Alcaldi. Extra pass, Gilbert, a three. Yes! 9 points for Carson Gilbert. 2 threes, and the hot shooting just continues for Hiawatha tonight. Anderson thought about a heat check. Kicks it left side of the floor to Griffin Weber. Griffin still with it. Flicks it over the top of the defense. Norris, but it's stolen away by Gilbert. Gilbert, 2-on-1. Drives in. Back to Gilbert. Nice pass. Layup in.
Nice give and go.
Beautiful give and go between Rocky and Gilbert. And Coach Rodvelt wants another timeout. Whole timeout. We'll take this one. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When it's a break and you're looking for the perfect timeout snack, either in the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Many flavors. Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 5:05 to go, third quarter. The lead is 20 for Hiawatha on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Ten three-pointers so far for Hiawatha tonight. The Redhawks shooting the lights out here in the roundhouse in Hiawatha. A 20-point lead for the Redhawks, 48-28, over the number 3-ranked team in 1A Division I. Under 5 minutes to go, 48-28 Hiawatha. There's a running, spinning shot by Hartman that's partially blocked, taken by Gilbert. Numbers the other way. Bryan drives in, got a lot of contact, got hit on the arm and fouled. Reagan Hartman trailing the play. He got hit in the nose, it looks like, making sure that he's not bleeding. It's on Cam Anderson, his first, but it's going to send Joel Bryan to the free throw line. Bryan's first free throw is short. Kristen Etherton back into the game for Troy. Had a strong first half, scored 8 points. Hartman checks out after he got hit in the face and mouth area. He's attending to that as Bryan hits the second free throw. That will give him 15 points, his first points of the second half. Etherton immediately drives in, flicks it off to Anderson, he probably should have just shot it. And that's what Jared Norris came over and said, Christian, shoot the ball. You're 4 feet away from the basket. Nobody's on you. I like the aggressiveness, know that Etherton has had tonight, just a sophomore. Anderson keys it in to Norris in the left corner. Right corner, excuse me. Norris drives in, puts up a shot, got hit on the arm. Actually, going to call it on the floor. And so it'll be baseline out of bounds for Troy, as that will be on Brian, and that's going to be his third. Anderson again will trigger from the baseline, 4:31 to go, third quarter. The lead is 49-28 for Hiawatha. Anderson just tosses it way out on top to Etherton. He has the ball, poked three, gets it back. Now off to Hartman. Left corner, down low to Norris, banks in the corner, a three, Weber, good. 6 points for Griffin Weber, his first triple of the night, makes it 49-31. Troy's going to stay in that 2-3. Some point, though, if Hiawatha keeps continuing to hit these threes, Troy's going to have to come out of it. Rocky, in the middle of the lane, Rieger out, Barnhill, three. That one's short. Rebound, up, kicked up ahead to Anderson. Flicks it inside Weber. He half steps, layup is no good. Rebound ticked away by Brian. Here comes Hiawatha. Brian all the way to the other end. Nobody stops the basketball. Brian missed the layup, and then he caught it. Probably should have been out of bounds, but nonetheless, Hiawatha stays with it. Barnhill, a wide open left corner three. Got it. Another one for Hiawatha, the second for Barnhill. 11 three-pointers tonight for Hiawatha. 52-31, the Redhawks lead with 3:24 to go in the third quarter. Anderson backs out, pulls up from 15 feet, air balls it short. Go over with a rebound, clears it away for Hiawatha up to Barnhill. Up underneath, spins it back. Gilbert a three, in and out. Tapped around, and Norris this time rebounds it. Team Anderson across the timeline as we approach 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Anderson still with it, way out on top, gets the screen from Norris, he rejects it. Now left side, here's Bennett, the three-pointer. Too strong, it goes over the top of the backboard and out of bounds. Now Caldy's going to check back into the game for Hiawatha as Joel Bryan will take a quick seat. Hartman back into the game for Troy. He'll replace Anderson. 2:47 to go, third quarter, 52-31, Hiawatha.
Here's Troy with a press.
And Troy now for the first time going to get a little pressure, see if they can just get something going. Rocky in the backcourt to Rieger. Rieger dribbles through it, has the ball poked free, gets it back. Now the ball poked free and stolen away by Troy. Here's Norris, kicked up ahead. Bennett's layup, blocked away. Tried to chip jam did Norris, but he missed it, and now Hiawatha the other way. A lot of pressure on Rieger. He gets it off to Barnhill. Into the corner, Gilbert thought about a three. Now Barnhill pumps on a three, pulls it down, and dribbles with the right hand out on top to Rocky. 2:20 to go, third quarter. Now Caldy to Rocky. Into the corner, Gilbert. Now Caldy. Right side of the floor, into the corner. Rocky, a wide open three. Bang! 9 points for Ashton Rocky on three threes, and the threes continue to be poured in. Hartman to answer for Troy. It's short. Tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Barnhill. He'll stay with Troy. They got a couple of subs. Seth Judd will check into the game. Also, Troy will have a new guy in there for the first time. That'll be Preston Christensen, a 5'11 junior. Harmon with a basketball on the left corner, hands off to Weber, and he gets bumped and fouled by Alcaldi. It's his first. .150 to go in the third quarter. Troy with the basketball. Pass inside, and Christensen nearly got away with a travel, and then he missed an open shot. Gilbert with a rebound the other way. Carson into the corner to Rocky. Barnhill, extra pass, Alcaldi back to Barnhill. A three, too strong. Rebound ripped away by Norris, and here comes Troy. Hartman all the way inside as the ball poked free into the hands of Norris, and he floats it up and in. Eight for Jarrett Norris, and Coach Rodvelt's going to take a timeout. Take this with them, 1:26 to go, third quarter. 55-33, Hiawatha leads here on KNZA.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
KNZA.
.126 to go, third quarter, 55-33. It's been all Hiawatha tonight. Majority of them from the three-point line. 12-3 tonight for the Red Hawks. Hiawatha with the basketball. We approach the final minute here of quarter number three. Troy back to a man-to-man. On top, Gilbert gets to the foul line, feeds it out low to Rieger, bumps once on the ground, puts up a shot that's too strong. Back for the rebound, picked up by Hiawatha, and a hard foul on the inside. And that's going to be for Hiawatha, just checking into the game. No, I'm not sure. Notice on a 34 on my roster. Is it Cameron Boswell, maybe, a freshman? Yep, Cameron Boswell, a freshman in there for Hiawatha. His first free throw is in and out. Left-handed shooter is Boswell. Freshman getting some tick here. He missed both. Rebound, tapped around, and loose, and Hiawatha's got it. Alcaldi was in the right corner. Feeds across court to Barnhill. On top, Gilbert. He'll just pull for a deep three and hit it off the back iron. Long rebound will go to Griffin Weber of Troy. 45-6 to go in the third quarter. 55-33, Hiawatha. Preston Christensen with the basketball. On top to Weber. Guarded by the freshman. Weber steps back, shoots up a deep three. It's way off the mark. The rebound is taken by Alcaldi. Up ahead, Barnhill has it stolen away by Weber, and then he smartly throws it off of Gilbert to steal the possession for Troy. Great heads-up play by Weber. Seth Judd's going to check out Kim Anderson back in the game. So here's Griffin Weber across the timeline for Troy. 18 seconds left. Anderson with the basketball right at the head of the circle. Gets it back out between the rings to Weber. 10 seconds now. Anderson in the left wing. Good job by Gilbert to close out. Nice pass inside to Norris, but he missed the bunny. Christensen then went for the rebound. And they're going to get a foul underneath on Hiawatha with 3.9 on the clock. That'll be on Rieger, his third. And Anderson will toss it in with 3.9 on the clock. Norris has it in the corner. Hands it off Anderson. 1 second, he doesn't know. Weber, a three from the top of the key, and it's wide left. So that is how the third quarter comes to a close. 55-33, Hiawatha leads. Take a final timeout. We'll come back with the fourth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Happy holidays from GN Bank. As family and friends gather, we would like to take this opportunity to thank our many customers for another successful year. Please call or visit our banks in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, or Wetmore, and let us know how we can help you plan your financial needs. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC. Happy holidays.
Let us help you get your life back to normal with physical therapy from STARS. Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'm Mark Sudbeck to remind you we offer many ways to help you recover from surgery or an injury, and we have two locations, in Horton and in Hiawatha. At STARS, you'll find many of our therapists are from the area and have a genuine interest to provide you individualized attention for your recovery. So if you have pain, a sprain, or a strain, let STARS help you back to good health with locations in Horton and Hiawatha.
KNZA.
So we are a game and three quarters into the season for Hiawatha, They've connected on 23 so far this season. 8 of them against Marysville, 12 so far here tonight. We still got the whole fourth quarter to go. Hiawatha leads 55-33 as we start the fourth. Alongside Kirk Hillman, Johnny Kane here with you. The roundhouse in Hiawatha. Hiawatha with the first possession. We'll get a foul underneath. Away from the basketball, it's going to go against Hiawatha. It'll be on Barnhill, his second. He would take that back third on Barnhill. He was trying to set a screen on the inside. Here's Troy with the basketball. Kim Anderson out on the right wing. Dribbles to the baseline. Gets cut off by Alcaldi. Picks up his dribble. Tries to feed in the middle lane. Somehow into the hands of Hartman, and he'll stick it over the front of the rim and in. 6 for Reagan Hartman. 57-33. Actually, it should be 55-35, I believe. There we go. Yeah, 55-35 our score. Alcaldi. Extra pass, Barnhill. Looked at a three. Decides not to take it. Troy is back into a man-to-man. Barnhill into the right wing to Rocky. Back to Barnhill. He'll drive in. Hands it off to Rocky in the corner. Nice back door cut by Alcaldi. Extra pass Gilbert. Back on top to Rocky, and they'll reset. Alcaldi, free throw line. Steps up and under. Kicks the left side to Gilbert, but they're going to call a travel. And, of course, Gilbert hits the three. But Alcaldi got hit with the travel. Eighth turnover for Hiawatha.
Ooh, second travel call tonight.
Yeah, I will say it has been... So the first two nights of basketball from my last Friday and tonight, it's been pretty clean basketball, which is impressive. Hartman tried to feed a pass inside, stolen away, kicked up ahead Barnhill, and he will lay it over the front of the rim and in. 8 for Brant Barnhill. Troy with 8 turnovers now tonight. Here's Weber with the basketball for the Trojans out on top. He'll get in the middle lane, put up a right-hand floater, rims in and out. Fight for the rebound. Weber tried to save it, but he tapped it out of bounds. 6:28 to go. 57-35. Hiawatha with the lead. Out on top. Back to the left side of the floor. Here's Gilbert. Rocky now. Left side, Barnhill. Into the corner to Alcaldi. Back and inside, back out Rocky, right side of the floor to Gilbert. Right short corner, Bryant. Thought about a jumper. Dead kick to back out to Rocky. 6 minutes to go. We're playing pretty good defense right now. The last couple of possessions with this man-to-man. Reaching in as Hartman tried to poke it out. It's going to be left touched by Barnhill. And it will be Troy basketball. So Hiawatha turns it over for the ninth time. Seth Judd back into the game along with Bowden Bennett. So it's Judd. And Bennett, Norris, Anderson, and also Austin Grable out there for Troy. Grable with it right now into the right corner. Hands it off to Judd with a left-handed dribble. Gets it out to Anderson. A deep top of the key. Three is in there. He's a shooter. Anderson's got one of the best strokes of anybody on the team. His second three-pointer of the night. He's got 8. 57-38 Hiawatha. Gilbert gets all the way in the middle of the lane. Layup with the right hand, misses. Tried to finger roll it, but it popped out. Here's Troy down by 19. Three by Bennett. Yes! All of a sudden, back-to-back threes. And Troy trying to get something going. Got it down to 16. 5 points for Bennett. Does Troy have anything left in the tank with only 5 minutes to go? Alcaldi gets through, drives in. Feeds it inside to Bryant, who lays it up and in. 17 for Joel Bryant. He's only got 3 points here in the second half. But he doesn't need to score the way his team is shooting. Anderson, pull up right wing three. In and out. Bryant with a rebound, then he gets bumped by Judd, and they'll get a foul on him with his first. 13 foul on Troy here in the half. 4:44 to go. Griffin Weber going to check back into the game. They'll replace Austin Grable. Troy now with 4 of the 5 starters out there, and actually Hartman's going to come in now to replace Norris. So Judd, Hartman, Bennett, Anderson, and Weber, the 5 out there for Troy. Saldi across the timeline, gives it off to Gilbert. Saldi now dribbles right side of the floor. Nearly has it poked free, gets it off to Barnhill. Saldi now in the left corner. Tries to feed inside to Bryan. He's got it, and he'll lay it over the front of the rim and in. That's way too easy for Joel Bryan, who's got 19. 4:15 to go, 61-41, Hiawatha. Hartman, the other end, flicks up a shot to Smith. And then it's just ripped away by Judd. He has it ripped away by Rocky. Ball up ahead, Barnhill across the timeline. Rocky out on top, 4 minutes to go. 20-point lead for Hiawatha. Haven't hit a three in a while, have they, Kurt?
No. They're more patient. Running some clock.
Now Caldy all the way inside. He floats up a shot with the right hand that dances off the back of the rim and falls through. 12 for Al Caldy. And all of a sudden, it was a 16-point game. Now it's a 22-point lead for Hiawatha. And Coach Rodvelt's going to take a full timeout. We'll take this with them. The full timeout is brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. If you're looking for the perfect timeout snack, try Schlegel's. Many flavors. Homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 3:38 to go, 63-41. Hiawatha with the lead here on the MS Esports Radio Network.
Anderson Meats in Troy want you deer hunters to know they are taking whole deer for processing. They'll process your deer just the way you want them. Anderson Meats are also booking beef and hog processing appointments as early as March, and they have other openings later in 2022. Give Anderson Meats in Troy a call and visit with them about your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle thank you for your support and look forward to serving you in the future. Anderson Meats of Troy, call them at 785-985-2292 or find them in Troy, south on Last Chance Road.
Kansaland Radio.
.330 to go, 63-41. Anderson pull up three out of the timeout, in and out. Rieger with a rebound, poked away, and into the hands now of Alcaldi. Troy's trying to foul, I think. So far, they haven't gotten a call. Bryan out on top. Left side of Rocky, now Bryan. Now Troy's going to back off and just play straight man-to-man. They're trying to trap when they can. And they do get a steal. Picked away from Bryan. Pass up ahead. Hartman drives in. Stops. Has a shot thrown away by Bryan and out of bounds. But they're going to call a foul. Joel Bryan will pick up his fourth. 3:06 to go. We'll send Reagan Hartman to the free throw line. Hartman 2 of 4 tonight. 6 points. And his first free throw is left short. You can look at that score and say 63-41, Troy just got outmatched tonight. Well, they did and they didn't. This Hiawatha team should be ranked in Class 3A. Let's be honest. This is a very, very good Hiawatha team that I would not be surprised if they did win the Big 7 League this year. Obviously, have a tough test going through the likes of an Emaul Central that brings back the two Beck twins that are some of the best in the state. But there's going to be some good games throughout the Big 7 League this year. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And in Troy with the TVL, I think Troy will make a good showing in the TVL the way they play tonight. They don't have nothing to hang their heads about tonight.
No, it's a veteran Troy team. They're going to win a lot of games this year, that's for sure. With 3 minutes to go, Hiawatha with it. Gilbert holds it out on top. Now to Alcaldi. 63-42, Hiawatha. Gilbert now just holds on to it. Troy backs out. And now they're going to reach out and foul Gilbert. Owen Bennett picks up that foul. Third one on Bennett. Just the fifth team foul, so I have obviously got a sideline out of bounds. Here's Bryan. Takes it off to Alcaldi. That's been a big addition for Hiawatha, too, having Alcaldi out there. He's a guy that, you know, did
really good ball handler.
Very good ball handler, good shooter, good distributor. Just a very heady, athletic guy. And that, he could be a difference maker for Hiawatha this year. I mean, he scored 12 points tonight. He had 8 points and the win over Marysville. Those are big baskets when you get down the stretch in some of these big games. So it'll be interesting to see what Hiawatha does with having Alcaldi out there this year. 2:15 to go. Brian drives in, feeds it off to Rieger. He'll lay it up and in. Pretty passing. Jake Rieger with six. 65-42 Hiawatha as we approach 2 minutes to go. And Coach Smith is sitting up from his starters. He's going to empty the bench. And Troy turns it over for the 10th time. But the bench being emptied here for Coach Smith. Several new guys coming in there. Cade Pyle, a 5'10 junior.
Josh Smith.
Going through here, we've got David Keogh in there.
Cooper
Jacobson, a sophomore. Josh Smith, yeah, a 5'6 junior out there. And Malachi Isaac, a 5'10 junior, getting some playing time for Hiawatha. That's going to be on Bennett's fifth. So Bennett will foul out. And it will be Austin Grable who will come in for him. 1-1 coming up for Josh Smith. And he got the first, he earns the bonus. Preston Christensen back into the game for Troy. Seth Judd as well. We'll place Anderson and Hartman. Actually, take that back. Anderson and Weber. So one more coming up for Smith with 1:56 to go. And he got them both. Smith with a couple. 67-42, Hiawatha under 1:50 to go. Norris the foul line. Nice back cut. Grable puts it off the window. He missed it, but he got fouled. And go to the free throw line. It's on Rieger again, if it is his fourth. Excuse me. Rieger's out of the game, so 21.
Cooper Jacobs.
Yep. Cooper picks up that foul. Grable first free throw, rattles in. Second one for Grable, off the back iron. Christensen battles for the rebound, yanks it down, puts it off the window, he missed it, and it's going to be yanked away by Hiawatha. Isaac tries to feed it up inside, into the hands of Hiawatha, and now yanked away by Jarrett North. Step ahead to Hartman. He goes up and under, left it short. North has been blocked, but he got hit on the hand. So they'll call a foul, and Norris will go to the free throw line. So Troy on our schedule is not scheduled to play on Friday. Hiawatha will be at Jeff West. We'll have those games on KNZA. Morris' first free throw is in there. Nine points for Norris here tonight. He misses a second. Isaac's with the rebound. Smith with the basketball for Hiawatha. Passed around the horn. Here's a three-pointer put up in the corner off the side of the backboard. Offensive rebound and getting a foul to is Jacobson. Picked that back. That's actually Cade Pyle, the junior, who gets hit on the arm and fouled after he got it for the rebound. So he will shoot a couple of free throws. And he nails the first. One more free throw coming for Cade Pyle. Missed it strong. Rebound saved in by Morris. It'll be Hartman to bring it across the floor with a minute to go. Judd, a three, short. Long rebound will go out of bounds with the Troy bench, and so Hiawatha will have it with right at 1 minute on the clock. Here's a steal by Hartman. Drives in, puts it up with the right hand, and it's good. 8 for Hartman. 68-46 Hiawatha with 44 seconds to go. And then on the other end, Hiawatha gets fouled. I think it's going to be Pyle again. He's going to go back to the line. He is. So Pyle to the line. He just went 1-2. And that was actually a 1-1. Rebound is loose around. Hiawatha's got it. Stuck up. Missed again. Follow shot. It's no good. Rebound finally taken away by Hartman. 30 seconds to go. Here's Hartman. Dribbles into the left corner. Flicks up a shot with the right hand. Left is short. Offensive rebound, Brogan Morris. Might have got away with the travel, but they're going to say he got pushed instead. And it'll be two shots coming here for Brogan Morris. Seconds on the clock. 68-46 is the lead for Hiawatha. Morris, high arcing free throw, misses everything. Second one rattles in for Morris. Quick score update. Sabatha with the solid win tonight, 43-37 over Wamego. That's a really solid victory for Sabatha. And we're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it to Troy with 18 seconds to go. So we're going to pick our player of the game, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha after the conclusion of our contest. That'll be in our post-game show. Judd with it in the corner. Ball tipped out, tapped out by Isaac. So Troy with a last-ditch effort. Ball tapped around. Picked up by Isaac. Picked up ahead. Keogh drives in. He lays it up and in. David Keogh lays it in at the buzzer. And the final score tonight, Hiawatha 70, Troy 47. Good win for Hiawatha tonight. They move to 2-0 here in this campaign. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back with postgame, summarize, and statistics. And pick our player of the game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need help funding your passion? Whether it's traveling to exotic places, entertaining guests with your five-star culinary expertise, showcasing your interior design skills, or anything in between, a low-interest home equity line of credit from Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, is here to help. Visit bankbv.com/HELOC or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabatha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Hungry for some good pizza? The December special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton is any large specialty pizza and a medium dessert pizza for just $27.99. The Pizza Bakery also has daily soups to warm you up this winter and a hot case for an easy grab-and-go bite to eat. Always great food and great variety. Wishing everyone a joyous holiday season. The Pizza Bakery has gift certificates available, so grab some when you stop by for the December special or call 486-2602. For the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, open 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. With the holidays approaching, it is always good to beware of fraud and identity thieves. If someone calls you and asks for personal information, like account numbers or social security numbers, that is most likely a scam. Never give out your personal information to anyone that calls. If you have received a call from someone and have given out your personal information, please call us as soon as possible. Don't become a victim. Keep your personal information safe. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the Roundhouse in Hiawatha one final time. Final score of the boys' game, Hiawatha 70, Troy 47. A dominant performance by Hiawatha tonight. They hit 12 threes to win it tonight, and a big performance. Had 8 threes alone in the first half to get out to a 38-21 lead at intermission after leading 15-10 after one. Outscored Troy 23-11 in the second quarter to lead by 17 at the half, led by 22 going into the fourth quarter, and eventually win by 23. Looking at the final statistics, they are brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with Troy. 10 turnovers, 4 three-pointers, 10 of 19 from the free-throw line. Led in scoring by Jarrett Norris. He finished with 9. 3 guys with 8 points, Cam Anderson, Reagan Hartman, and Christian Etherton. 6 points for Griffin Weber, 5 for Bowden Bennett, and a single free-throw for Austin Grable. Troy is 0-2 on the season, and they will next be in action next Tuesday. They will not play. This is what we have in our schedule on Friday night. Hiawatha, meanwhile, 12 turnovers, 12 three-pointers, 6 of 11 from the free-throw line. Another big night for Joel Bryan. He had 19 points. He hit 3 threes, 12 points from Ariel Caldy. He hit a couple of threes, 11 points for Carson Gilbert. Ashton Rocky had 9 on 3 threes, 6 points for Jake Rieger, 2 for David Keough, single free throw for Cade Pyle, and also Josh Smith. He had a pair of free throws for Hiawatha, who is now 2-0 on the year. They'll travel to Jeff West on Friday. Games we'll have on KNZA. Kurt, I mean, 2 games tonight where Hiawatha really just got off to great starts in both of them and never looked back.
Yeah, and both of them was basically on their defense, I would say, their defensive prowess. And not taken away from Troy. I mean, yeah, Hiawatha's 3A and Troy's 1A, but both the girls' team for Troy and the boys' team for Troy, they don't have anything to hold their heads about. They gave Hiawatha something to look at.
Yeah, I mean, this is a tough matchup all the way around. He talked about it, 3A Hiawatha, 1A Troy. Troy, they're going to win a lot of basketball games, especially on the boys' side this year. They have got a very good veteran group in the TBL. Obviously, the TBL, very, very tough, but I would not be surprised to see Troy be in the top 3 or 4 come season's end in that Twin Valley League. One more thing to do, we got to pick our player of the game. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, I think we almost have to go with Joel Bryan. Again, 19 points tonight. He has the 27 points on Thursday, followed it up with 19 tonight on 3 three-pointers. I think Joel Bryan, he's got to be our player of the game tonight here on KNZA. Earlier tonight, Hiawatha girls with a 52-26 win over Troy, and the Hiawatha boys finish it off with a 70-47 victory. Make sure you check out MSESports.net. We'll have scores of all the games tomorrow, and also another edition of our locker room chat tomorrow as well. Just one more week after this week for locker room chats before we take our holiday break. That's going to wrap things up. So for our man Kurt, right here next to me, we've got Chance taking care of us back at the studios. I'm Johnny Kane saying so long here from the Roundhouse in Hiawatha. Red Hawks get a sleep tonight here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.